Is God good? Does he care about you and what you are going through? Does he have solutions for today's problems? Does Jesus still heal the sick? Has he changed? Is there still proof of his goodness today? Join Dr. Augustus Oklemen, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Way Church Worldwide, for Miracle Way Broadcast, a live miracle service right in the comfort of your home. Let's hear what the Bible says about these things and let God answer for himself. Come and know about God's goodness today and experience his power. You can't miss it. Every Saturday from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Spirit 88.3 FM. Your life will never be the same. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.
Hello and welcome to this evening's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our good God in heaven, we honor you this evening. We thank you for giving us this gift of life. We thank you for the privilege of coming into your presence. We thank you for your love that you've demonstrated in giving Christ Jesus your Son to be a propitiation for our sins. We thank you because of your goodness and your blessing, the blessing of your Spirit that you've given us through his sacrifice. We ask tonight that you give us an encounter with you, cause our eyes to be open to behold wondrous things out of your law. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let his sacrifice speak for us. We bind the devil and disallow any influence of Satan over any hearer, any family, any life. We ask that you do us good. Manifest your glory. Let Christ Jesus alone be exalted. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, you are welcome to this evening's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. It's a great privilege and an honor to share these few moments with you and with the Lord. And I believe that as we enter his word, he's going to bless us. He's going to reveal himself to us because he is the word. He said, and the word was God. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. Luke chapter 15, let's read from verse 11. A certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided to them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and said to and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. When he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to his father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Very powerful story that Christ Jesus said to illustrate the state of different people in the world today. There are three people who were described in the scripture. Maybe the third kind of person will come if I had read the rest of it, but maybe I'll leave that for another time. The first person is the person who is in rebellion. He said, "Give me what is mine and let me go. I want to separate myself. I don't want to be connected with you anymore." And there are people in that state today as we speak. They have been separated from God, estranged from home. When God made man, he put him in a garden, a home. He gave man a home. A home that he, God himself, visited, and man shared fellowship with God, very, very intimate times with the Creator, his Father, his Maker. But God told man that you can have everything here, but don't touch this thing, otherwise you will die. Death is a separation of a person's spirit from his body. Spirit and soul from his body. Being separated from God is also a form of death. Man sinned and was separated from God. And it's the same thing that this child did. He was with his father in a good place, but there came a time he wanted to rebel. He wanted to go his own way and do things his own way and choose his own path. Okay, that was his place of rebellion, and that's what caused Adam and his wife to step out of God's best for them. When the prodigal son left home, he went to face several harsh realities which had hitherto been very much foreign to him. The Bible tells us that he went away, he spent all that he had, and he began to be in want, and as if that was he began to be in want as if that was not enough. There was a mighty famine that hit the land where he was, and he had to join himself with a citizen who sent him to feed swine, and he was now eating the husks that the swine ate. And that is the world that many of us have come to meet. That is the state that many people are in. We moved away from home. We moved away from God. And we are still in this place of waste, wasting away what we've been given by our Father, and exposed to the elements. So you see, he was in want in this place. He had wasted all his substance, and there was a famine. This son was exposed to all the harms that were in the world around him. He didn't know these things before. He didn't know want before. He didn't know what it meant for his substance to be wasted away before. There was always supply. You just have to come and say, "Dad, I'm short on this," then supply will come. You just have to say, "Dad, I need this," then supply will come. So he didn't know want. And what is famine? He didn't know famine. There was always supply. In his own words, he said, "Even the servants have enough and to spare." Okay, so this guy was in a good place. But his rebellion brought him into a different state, a different world, a different realm, where things were not as good. He thought that place would be fun. He thought that place would be better off for him. He thought that he would be better off in that place. And that's the illusion that many people have in the world today. They've wandered far away from God. They've wandered far away from home. They thought it was going to be better. Someone who was married thought that maybe having a side chick would be better. A young lady thought that sleeping with men for money would be better, satisfying. A young man thought that joining this cult, this group of big men who make sacrifices to get some protection and get some money, he thought it would make his life better. But it always ends the same way. The people come and portray something else, but their experience is different. It's full of waste, it's full of pain, it's full of shame and disgrace. He went to the lowest levels. He was taking care of swine and he wanted to eat swine food. You know how dirty swine can be. That's a very low level to fall. That's where a lot of people are today. There are young people listening to me now who are still considering experimenting some of these things. You see, they think, they are thinking like this gentleman was thinking. If I could have my own stuff and do things my own way, maybe life would be fun, life would be better. But that path has been trodden by many. There's a way that seems right unto a man, the scripture said, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But there's something good about the prodigal son, which I want to draw your attention to tonight. The Bible says that he came to himself and decided to go home and ask for a second chance. I came to announce to you tonight that God is a God of second chances. And I don't know how bad things have been with you, but sin does make things bad. It fills you with shame, regret. You love your wife, but the things that you've done with other people since you got married, it fills you with shame. It fills you with regret. You love your husband, but the things you've done with other men since you got married, it fills you with shame. It fills you with regret. I don't know what you have done. I don't know how far you've gone. But I'm announcing to you tonight that you can have a second chance with God. Hallelujah. Just like this gentleman. He has wasted everything. He actually asked for his inheritance. There's everything that is due me. You give it to me and let me go away. And he went and wasted it all. But he decided to come back home. Tonight, I am the voice. I'm someone speaking for the Father, and I'm speaking to you, and I'm announcing to you that God would like to give you a second chance. You may be listening to me, you grew up in a godly home, you had great expectations of your own life, your Christian walk. Others had the same about you, but along the line you lost your way. It's time to come back home. There's still room at the cross for you. If you will come back home, you'll find that your Father is ready to receive you. He is not waiting for you to be destroyed. The Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Sometimes people look at someone and say, this person is so bad. Hey, can't wait for judgment day for this person to be punished. But if you would hear what God is saying, he's just saying, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you. And for me, come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. endlessly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portal, he's watching and waiting, waiting for you. So that's exactly what happened here. The father was on his balcony, looking in the direction in which the son left, hoping that this son would come back home. You see, don't think that God is waiting to punish me the things that I've done, dear. Hey! God is hoping and waiting that you will for the day when you will turn around and say, I'm coming home. I've wandered far away from God, but now I'm coming home. I know I've messed up, but now I'm coming home. Lord, if you receive me, I'm coming home. And I want to announce to you that just like the father came down and he ran to his son and gave him a hug, and he gave him a new robe, put a ring on his finger, gave him new shoes. All of them have meanings. Maybe one day we'll talk about it. But he restored this man to his full place and didn't bring him back to be a son lesser. No, he brought him to be a servant. He brought him to be his son. He said, this my son was lost. He said, he was dead, he's now alive again. He was lost, now he is found. Jesus wants to make you alive again. There are people listening to me. The consequences of your sin, they are living with you. You've contracted incurable diseases because of the life you led. You are suffering organ dysfunctions because of things you've put in your system. Toxins you've drank and smoked or inhaled and injected. But he wants to make things new. He wants to make you alive again. And he will heal you. He will restore you. He'll take away even the pain of the mistakes. And even those mistakes you've made, he will make good to come out of all these places. This is the good news I have for you tonight. God wants to give you another chance. Bow your head with me and let's pray. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me, calling for you and for me. See on the portal, he's watching and waiting. See on the portal, he's watching and waiting, waiting for you and for me. Come home. Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner. Wherever you are, you want to tell God, Lord, I'm coming home. I've wandered far away. Now I'm coming home. I've done things my own way. Now I'm coming home. Forgive me. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Tell the Lord, I'm sorry. Just like the prodigal son did. He said, Father, I've sinned. I'm sorry. Forgive me. And you will find that he is ready. All the price for your sin has already been paid. You can't beat yourself up more than Christ Jesus was beaten. You can't hurt yourself more than Christ was hurt for your sins and for mine. You want to come back home tonight? I want you to lift your right hand wherever you are and pray this prayer with me. Pray it out loud and say, Father, I come to you today. I'm a sinner, but I'm sorry for my sin. I turn away from my sin and I turn to you, Father. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He came into this world for me. He suffered and He died on the cross for me. He was buried and He rose again on the third day for me. And He is alive forevermore. Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my all. From today, I will live for you. I will serve you all of my days. Thank you for receiving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Before I go, I want to pray for you. The Bible said He restored him. He said He gave him a new garment, a new robe. He said He gave him a new ring. He put shoes on his feet. And He made a feast for him. Whereas this guy has lost everything and was back in tatters, and he doesn't have any self-worth anymore. But Jesus made everything new. He doesn't just forgive you, He restores you to good health. Shalom. The Bible said He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace. The peace there is shalom. Shalom means completeness, health, wholeness. Jesus paid it all. He bore the full brunt. Everything that should make you and I complete. We've lost much in our life of sin. Since we turned away, even our ancestry, turning away from God, put us in a bad light and set us. We started life's race probably on the wrong foot, because of sin that we have inherited, and sins that we have come to commit ourselves have also compounded our problem. But Jesus is able to give us shalom again. Peace, wholeness, completeness is coming to you tonight. Whatever bothers you, begin to call on the Lord. Anything that has bound you, I feel the power of God is present to loose the bound. You may be bound to certain habits you want to break away from. I remember a man who called us when this program started. He told us about how he had been having affairs. He's a Christian gentleman, but he's having serious affairs with other people. But after prayer, the power of that thing got broken. He left that particular affair. There was one lady who he was quite serious with. He left that person. He's become a faithful man again. His marriage is working. Discipline is required, but a lot of the time we also need God's help, and that help is available to you now if you want it. Anything that binds you, you can be loosed. Any addiction, you can be loosed from it. You want to stop, but you can't stop. That's an addiction. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Anything that makes you addicted is not of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that liberty, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He sets you free tonight. Oh yes, I feel the presence of God here. Anything that you want the Lord to set you free from, it could be pain, sickness, disease, weakness. The power of God is sufficient. The sacrifice that Christ made is sufficient to set you free. Oh, thank you. Kabado Saha. Just call on God right now. He was wounded for our transgressions, and He was bruised for our iniquity. Surely He bore our sorrows, and with His stripes we are be made whole in the name of Jesus. Be loose from anything that binds you. Be loose from pornography. Be loose from masturbation, addictions to alcohol, to drugs, be loose right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be loose from sex addiction. I bind every spirit of nymphomania by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be loosed now in the name of Jesus. Be loosed from your fears in the name of Jesus. Every crippling fear, phobia in your life, it loses its power over you now in Jesus' name. Be made whole in your body. Let the power of pain be broken. Let weakness leave you now. Let any infirmity, dysfunctional organs and systems, let them receive life right now. Let them come alive now by the power of the Holy Ghost. It says, if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken your mortal bodies. Let your body be quickened by the power that raised Christ from the dead, by the power of the Spirit, right now, in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. Let every weakness leave you. Begin to check your body. Wherever there was pain, wherever there was weakness, headaches have left you. Migraine has left someone. Migraine. It has left you never to return. Be loose from every form of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Be loose from the power of asthma now. You are loose from the power of asthma right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. During the program, it was as if you were having an attack. It's leaving you right now. It's never going to come back in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The last asthmatic attack was your last one. You are free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Begin to check yourself. Begin to check yourself. You'll find that the Lord has touched you. And tell us about what God is doing in your life. Tell us about how God is touching you and saving you. 0249471769. Send us a WhatsApp message, a voice note. Let us share in the great things that God is doing in your life. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God. Those of you who took steps today and prayed and gave your life to Jesus, it's a new life. Welcome home. I want to encourage you to get a Bible believing church, place where God, the fear of God is paramount, and where the word of God is spoken in sincerity and truth and fellowship. Don't be a newborn babe who has been cut off from the family. Fellowship with the brethren and grow in Christ. You can visit us at Miracle Way Church or fellowship with us. We are in Kumasi, Chichiriwere. You can access us through the Kochi or Kwaoma on the Sokobine Road. You can find us locate us on GPS. We are also in Koforidua at the Waterworks Junction. You can fellowship with us. You will experience God, His love, His power. We believe in all of God's goodness. We believe in all of God's truth. We believe in all of God. And we believe that He has the best plan for you. I'm Dr. Augustus, your pastor. I'm here with Pastor Helen, my wife. And Brother Alfred, as usual, is on the keyboard for us. We love you. We are praying for you. And we are convinced that God will manifest His goodness to, in, and through you. God bless you. Till we meet again next week on another edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is Pastor Augustus signing out.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing His works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichiriri, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.